Darren Moore, Kerry Miller, and Sky Shabalala. Weekdays, 6 to 9 a.m.
Siyabonga Nomvete, the legend. Good morning and welcome to East Coast Breakfast.
Good morning, Vute.
It's crazy that, like, you're so, like, quiet and reserved. I don't want to say shy, but, my man, you are responsible for 123 goals in the Premier Soccer League. Like, where does that come from?
No, all I can say, you need to be humble.
Yeah.
With the job.
Now, I want you to take us through your final game. The first time you ever ran onto the field in your amateur days, 17-year-old Siyabonga Nomvete playing for Durban Cosmos. And then between the final game that you played for AmaZulu to your first game for Durban Cosmos, are there any similarities? Or has Nomvete just been the same from being a 17-year-old to a 41-year-old?
Yeah, since I was young, you know, when you play on the amateurs, you know, you need to do well, because every time you are expecting to get a future as a lifter here with big teams, you know. Yeah. And for me now, it was not all about Uguti. I will remain with amateur, but I was playing Uguti every time when I play. Maybe one day, one of the biggest team, they will come and watch me, and so that I will go to the top level, you know. And it happened because I was scoring goals, you know, maybe 4, 5, 6 sometimes, you know. And for me, Naje, I started with the Giran from I was young. You train hard, Uguti. I so wish one of the day, Uti, I will play with Kaizer, maybe Pirate or Sundowns, you know.
Now, you talk about this running. We've read so many reports and we've heard so many things, Uti. Even at the age of 41, 40, when you came back to South Africa, you would run from your house to training. So that's from Umhlanga to Moses Mabhida, and you still have to train. Is that true?
No, it's true.
Hi, Chief.
And the... Ben enjoy Angoba ever since we African Wanderers.
Yeah.
We used to run a Treville, and it was Malombo's beer. He was the coach for African Wanderers. And to run 3 lap was like a 30 lap. But those are the things as I'm going to up until my training, myself.
I want to take you back a bit here. We're going to pause on the football. You obviously started playing soccer at a very early age. In terms of ekhaya at home, your parents, you know, parents in general, when you tell them that I want to play football, I want to become a professional footballer or whatever sport it is, they say, I'll give you my blessings, but education first. So that conversation when you came home and you told your parents, okay, you know what, I want to do this football thing full time. Did you somewhere in your career in the future study, or was football from the word go the thing for you?
No, I was studying, you know. Etandukwazi,
Kwamash. Okay.
Yeah. And mom will fight with me, you know, say, hey, no, you have to clean, you know. Hey, I will end up in sometimes, you know, just tell my grandmother, hey, please train. And the game is important, you know, we are going to the final if we win this game, you know.
Yeah.
And he will just call my mom, said, hey, just let the boy and go, you know.
Let him
he will
play.
Come back, you know, and finish up the cleaning at home. That's why sometimes it was easy, because Ukraine was there, and my mom, he ended up in supporting me. He said, hey, I can see my son now. The future is there, because everyone, they are talking about Siyabonga, and most of the time, he was saying release, I would know you can go, because when he saw my name on a newspaper, Ilanga, they started to be happy. He said, hey, which means this young boy, there is a talent.
There's something there.
Something.
Your mom... or your family, would they come watch you play, Noma Ukoko? Would they ever come watch you play back in those days?
No, when I started to play at First Division, I know my mom is not a person who likes to go to the stadium, because she was old. But when we play against Kaizer and AmaZulu, I think he came twice to watch me.
Did you score?
Yeah, okay. We beat AmaZulu at 6-0.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, and I've scored 2 goals in that game.
I'm happy you mentioned Kaizer Chiefs. So you're playing for African Wanderers. You've just secured promotion into the Premiership. Now you scored 2 goals against Kaizer Chiefs.
Against AmaZulu.
You scored against AmaZulu.
We beat them 6-0.
Yeah. So you scored those goals, and then I'm gonna fast forward when I found out about you, because I remember my first soccer jersey. My first ever soccer jersey, Itama got me a Kaizer Chiefs jersey with Unomfete.
Yeah.
You know, my second one was then Ombesuma, whatnot. When you made that first game, or you had your first game for Kaizer Chiefs, after all that you've gone through, Ekaya, mom not being happy, you're playing soccer, you have to clean, and then you have to get late to training, you have to run from training, from school, and all that kind of stuff. That moment you put on your first jersey for Kaizer Chiefs, your first cap, how did that feel?
No, when I joined Kids, I was happy.
Yeah.
But the first game, I scored a goal.
Ooh, okay, so you broke your hand.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In 10 minutes, the game started.
Mm.
Yeah, I scored a goal and I broke the hand.
Yeah.
And I was out straight to the hospital.
This is your debut game now?
Yeah, my first league match.
Mm.
And I spent almost about 3 months without playing. And when I came back, you know, it was Paul Dolez I was coaching.
Oh, the great.
Yeah. And he started to introduce me 15 minutes, 20 minutes. And every time when I came, I changed the game and I will score.
Yeah. So you're a lethal striker, ex-Benedict. Yeah,
lethal striker. Okay, ex-Benedict Ngwenya here. I'd like to ask you about KZN football. But before I ask you about that, I won't base this question on KZN teams because I don't want to cause any controversy. You played for 3 Soweto teams, Swallows, Chiefs, and Pirates.
Mm.
Where did you enjoy your stay the most?
Yeah, at KZN, I've enjoyed a lot of things.
Mm.
They were professional. Everything is organized, is on time. That time, because of I was having a lot of players with the funny things, and even Neil Tovey, because I was young that time. And after that, when I joined Swallows, I even enjoyed my career, because I never expected I would play for Swallows. And I was feeling like it's another team like Kaizer Chiefs, you know. Even Pirate, I spent almost 6 months, but the way they treated me, hey, it was good.
So it was that amazing African Wanderers side that had the likes of you, Sibusiso Zuma, Phumlani Mkhize, Tholomzi Blose, that was like world beaters. Mm. And then Joburg teams came and they bought you guys, and then African Wanderers got relegated. There was a Mining Rangers side that had the likes of Bradley May, Clinton Larson, George Komantarakis. A lot of those players went to Joburg and the team got relegated. Golden Arrows had Papi Zotwanas of this world, Siyabonga Sangwenis, Chamsanga Sangwenis, Henyekanes, and you name them. They won the M10-8, I remember, beating Ajax 6-0. Mm. And then the Joburg teams again came and the team got relegated. The same thing is happening to Maritzburg United. What can be done to save KZN soccer?
No, I think most of the things, what it's happened, you know, in football, you know, when the big teams come and offer you big bucks, you know, and it's minor talks, you know, but at the same time, the club, you have to offer you something nice too.
Obviously.
You know, you are not going to be staying there forever. You know, when the big team will come, say, hey, Baba, I'm going to give you 50 rand. You move from 15 rand, you know, what you gonna think? you go for 50 rand.
Yeah, 100%.
You know?
So basically we need more money here in KZN so that we can make our
There is the money here.
Yeah.
You know, it depends how you negotiate with the club, you know.
Yeah.
It's not all about they don't have the money.
Yeah.
It's a definite cause for concern.
You know, football is all about how you negotiate your deal.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's the only thing. It's not like every time when the player do well and he have to leave the team, you know, it depend. If you discuss with the club nice and simple and discuss with your future and they said, okay, I want so much, you know, definitely there will be a misunderstanding. Hey, no, but it's too much, you know, it's this, you know. But if anyone come, you can't just let the thing, you know, say, hey, let it go, you know, you'll go for it.
You know what's the other thing, Bele, that I liked and appreciated about you is that you never had conflict whenever you moved. You were never in the newspapers for the wrong reasons. You were never missing training. You were never causing havoc on the field except for scoring goals. But you were never the bad boy in football. So your career, that's why I think it's celebrated so much. You also played overseas. Italy, Serie A, you with Udinese, and then after that you went to Danish side Aalborg. So we've gone from KwaMashu to Soweto to Joburg, and then we go overseas. That whole journey for you, because bro, number one, you know us black people, it's too cold in Europe. How did you adjust to that? Because you're also like a reserved person. So I don't think you're that person who's going to be a diva. No, nalok. But how did you adjust to that?
No, for me, when I went to Italy,
yeah,
they told me, hey, they are cooking pasta pizza there and there is no pap there. Yeah.
There's no putu there.
Yo, hectic.
And I said, no, I'm going to Europe.
Yeah. And
let
the paycheck
just
is
buy
cool.
it, you know.
Yeah. So wait, you used to buy Imei's meal like South Africa?
Yeah.
And go with it overseas?
No, 5 kg, just the 5 kg.
Yeah.
Just in case, you know, what's in here in Europe.
Yeah.
And it helped me, Ngoba. They are cooking pasta, pizza, you know, roast beef, roast chicken, and salad, you know. And for me, you know, no, man, what is going to help me? I must bring everything, you know, ekaya. I must buy seasoning, meal, so that I will cook the food there like I have one. And it helped me a lot. And it was cold.
Yeah.
Because I was in South. Yeah.
So the first couple of weeks, months, it was tough for you?
No, it was tough. Language, I don't speak Italian. They have to call someone who will be translating for me the training, you know. And some of the guys, Martin Jorgensen.
Yeah.
Another one from England. They were speaking English. Sometimes those are the people that were helping me. If the coach is saying something, you know, they will come and tell me. But normally they used to hire somebody who will be translating, because sometimes the player, he won't just focus of translating me na if I learn the Spanish. Even in Denmark, it was the same thing. Ngoba, bona, they are more friendly because English, even though they are speaking Danish, but English is there.
Yeah.
Now, I was in a place, La Gubanda Kona.
Yeah.
It's a number two in the world.
In terms of cold.
Mm. One of the day when we were going to win the league, we were playing the game, there was no snow, but it was cold. Mm. It was -7. When we came second half, the pitch was white. No. The coach was asking me, Nomvede, are you going to play? Are you okay? Or I have to substitute you? I said, hey, coach, you know what? Give me 5 minutes and take me out. And I was freezing. Mm. And it was -13. And the way it was cold, but I enjoy it.
Yeah.
Even when we play against Manchester City,
yeah.
Europa,
yeah.
We put them at 9:30.
It was
-14. They were freezing. And we played that game because they beat us at 2-0 away in England.
England, yeah.
Yeah, when we came at home, we were playing at 9:30. I was on the bench. And we played that game was 0-0. And one of the players, he got injured before second half. Hey, the coach said, hey, warm up. I said, no way, coach. Not now. You know, wait until to the changing room. I didn't go outside and warm up. I was on the sauna, warming up just to keep my body.
You warmed up in the sauna?
It was cold, -14, snowing. When I came inside, at least my body was warm.
Warm, yeah.
I changed the game. I created 2 goals and we scored 2 goals. We went to the extra time. I was playing with all the big players, Zabaleta, Rubino. I killed them. You know, the way everyone, they were surprised. Even them, they were asking me, where are you from? I said, I'm from South Africa. I said, hey, yeah. How old are you? I said, no, I'm 32. They were so surprised, you know, the way I have played. When we came to the penalty shootout, you know, the assistant coach, he was busy asking me maybe 10 times, you're going to kick the penalty? I said, yes. He came again. You're going to kick the penalty. I said, why are you asking me so 10 times now? I said, you know what? I'm not going to be placid. I'm going to be chip it.
In the snow.
Yeah. And number one goalkeeper from England.
Joe Hart.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I chip it. The stadium, I think 20 seconds was quiet. The way I went there. I just went, he went there. The ball was going slowly. Yeah.
Panenka. Tell me something, and I'm glad you mentioned your experiences in Denmark and in Italy. Of late, and it's been happening for a long time now, the racism in Europe, especially Italy, to black players. We've seen it happen a lot this year. We saw it happen with England, with Raheem Sterling. Did you ever experience any racism while playing in Italy or playing in Denmark?
There was a game we play against Kiev. And there was a player, when I was dribbling them, I think we won that game with 2-1. I dribbled them, you know, that player, it was a defender. He said something I didn't understand, you know, with the Italian. And one of my teammates, Roberto Muzzi, He asked the player, "What are you saying? This is my teammate, you know."
Mm.
He just started to fight. I don't know, you know. There was a 7 red card in that game.
Because of his comment?
Yeah.
What did he say?
Because of I'm black.
You shouldn't be here.
Shouldn't be here and play in Italy, you know. They're calling us because some of them, they have said we are monkeys.
Mm.
Yeah.
Mm. Aye.
The boss, they called me and said, yeah, he said something, but he's going to go to the DC, that player. They suspend him, I think, almost about 2 months.
Mm-hmm.
And he pay a fine. But it was 7 red card in that game. But for me, I said, you know what? Sometimes you need to be strong. Every time where you go, you'll find the challenge.
Yeah,
you know, if you are weak, which means you are not going to survive there. But I've survived because I've played. Second season, I've played almost about 18 games in the league. But the national team, they called me because they said, if you are playing on the first minute until, you know, they are not going to call you. But they called me that time. After I went to the national team to join the Africa Cup of Nations, my things started to go down, you know, because normally if the Africa Cup Nation is playing on January, the league is on.
Yeah, that's why they've adjusted it now to be played now. I'm happy you spoke about Bafana Bafana. Yeah, your Bafana career. I mean, obviously, it makes no sense to me how you didn't have more caps than you actually ended up on. We know that you were back in the 2010 World Cup squad. You were there, but you didn't get picked for the AFCON squad or the Confederations Cup squad by Ujoel Santana. Your career as a Bafana Bafana, do you have any regrets of things that you should have done better, or maybe do you feel that you weren't given enough opportunities in Bafana colors?
No, I had lots of opportunities there, you know, with my career, because to play for Bafana Bafana, it's a blessing for me.
Yeah.
And it's easy to get an opportunity, some of the team from Europe to watch you. You know, I've done enough for the team, and I've played even 6 or 7 Africa Cup of Nations, 2 World Cup, you know. What else do I want? Because I've done my part. And I have 18 goals for the team.
Yeah. In terms of the current situation of South African football, I think what we're seeing is that the league is getting more and more exciting. We saw what happened this year with Mamelodi Sundowns and the Orlando Pirates. We also saw the big fight in the relegation. South African football, has it gone backwards or taken steps forward since your playing days? I'm talking about your days at Chiefs and Pirates and Morocco Swallows. Do you think it's heading into the right direction?
No, everything is changing. You know, a season and a season, you know, things are changing.
Yeah.
You know, if you compare the time I was playing with Dr. Kumalo, Sibusiso Zuma, you know, we enjoy a lot. You know, that time, you know, if you are going to watch the game at the stadium, you'll enjoy.
Yes.
You know, compare like now, you know, because most of the times, if you watch some of the games, you know, they are playing some, I don't feel like, you know, I can watch that game.
Yeah.
You know, the way they do things, you know, the way they perform.
But also, you guys used to play because you love the game, because of your talent. You weren't, it wasn't always about the money and always about trying to shine, and, you know, you enjoyed it. It was, I mean, watching the likes of you, Dr. Kumalo, Tamu Muke, Ostensen Fredericks, you know, the list goes on. It's very different to the stuff we see now.
Yeah, it's true, because every time if you are playing, you are playing for the page of the team, you know.
Yeah.
And we don't care with the money. We know even if they will say we have 1,500 bonus, we'll love that, because the important thing, it was for the supporters and the color and the page for the team.
Just okay. Quick fire questions before we let you go. Best stadium you've ever played at, or your most favorite stadium?
My favorite stadium was Ellis Park.
Against who? Favorite game at Ellis Park?
Pirates.
Do you have any pre-match rituals? Stuff that you do before a match?
No, before I start to play.
Yeah?
I have to go to Nkuqu Ntandazi.
Best player you've ever played with?
Yeah, it was Zuma. He knows. If we play together, friend,
it's game over.
We'll kill you. Yeah, nobody will say, hey, run. No, we change. If I'm going there, he knows. He'll never come and say, please, Bele, pass me. He must go to the box.
And then just finally, Siyabonga Nomvete, what do you want to be remembered for in your football career?
Yeah, with my career and scoring goals.
Yeah.
And making my support to go to be happy.
Yeah.
If we clap yadlala. Now, every time, I don't do it by myself. Bengenzela for ama support ukuthi I enjoy stadium.
Yeah.
I love football. If you're gonna take your people on. Yeah, like that player, Lodge, you know, he doesn't go back. He's going forward.
I don't want to even start the conversation because we have a Orlando Pirates supporter in the room. Yeah,
the former Pirates player.
From everyone here on East Coast Radio, from the East Coast, the whole of KZN, the whole of South Africa, we just want to say thank you for the football you have given us over the years. You will be dearly missed. Hopefully, you don't leave the football scene in South Africa. Hopefully, you get involved into coaching and motivating youngsters to be the next Siyabonga Nomvete. And thank you very much for having a chat with us this morning.
Darren Moore, Kerry Miller, and Sky Shabalala. Weekdays 6 to 9 a.m.